Hello there, slave. This is your lovely, sweet, adoring wife. And I thought I would leave you this voicemail that you could listen to while at work, so that you might think of me throughout the day, and so I could keep you on the edge of arousal all day long. No, don't get too excited and think about touching yourself. Oh, that's right. You're locked in that little chastity belt under your work clothes. Such a funny thing. So small, but so effective. It completely eliminates any possibility of orgasm while you have it on. And it makes attempted erections extremely uncomfortable. And the only way it comes off is via the tiny key that rests between my breasts, and it's not going anywhere. In case you're wondering, I'm currently on our bed, wearing that transparent black nightgown you love to see me in. I'm caressing my hard nipples through the soft fabric, and fingering my wet, waxed pussy with my other hand. Does it hurt yet, slave? Oh, if not, it will soon. You know, slave, I must admit, I used to love the games we used to play. Do you remember? My favorite was when I would dress up as a sweet schoolgirl. You remember, right? The tiny little plaid skirt, shiny back flat platform heels with little white socks. Me wearing nothing under that skirt but that naughty red thong. I loved teasing you in that outfit. And it was very satisfying when you could take it no longer and would grab me, force me out of my thong, and shove it in my throat before you bent me over, pulled up my skirt, exposing my bare bottom, and spanked me to tears before fucking my pussy and ass so hard. I cried tears into my third orgasm. Those were some fun times. But slave, soon I realized that what turned me on the most was teasing you, making you obey, seeing your frustration, knowing how much power I had over you. And I think you are starting to realize you will no longer be gagging me. You, on the other hand, slave. The thing is, once I got a taste of how much I loved to tease you, I just needed more. More. And I am sorry, baby. I know I said I would let you out of your little chastity belt after the first week. And then the second. And then... But slave, it's been 11 weeks now. What's another one? You should feel lucky, though. You know my friend, Diane? The innocent-looking Asian girl from the end of the block, married to, Duck? She's the one who gave me the idea to chastise you, actually. Did you know she chastises her husband? Duck is only let out twice a year. And she makes him lick up and swallow every drop of his cum, each time. Maybe I should do that to you. Imagine humiliated. Imagine how humiliated you would feel. Slave? What if I tied you to the headboard and then secured your ankles up over the back of it? Then I unlocked and watched your cock spring to life only inches from your own mouth. And then you could have a choice. Either let me stroke you and watch every hot drop of your cum land in your mouth and watch you swallow all of it. Or it's back in chastity for another 12 weeks? 14 weeks? Who knows? Maybe 20. Now 12 weeks doesn't seem so bad, does it? Diane even makes Doug do all of their house chores naked. She wouldn't even let him cover up when I came by unexpectedly the other weekend. His face was so red. Maybe Diane should come over and visit sometime. I have all sorts of ideas. I'm gonna have to go, baby, but be a good little slave. Get back to work. I'm guessing you will have some house chores to do when you get home. And slave, from now on, when you walk in the door of our house, you will always strip. Immediately. Obey. Is that understood? Good boy.